from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I had to wrap up Brett Boone a little quickly there, but that's just because Brett's so good and can tell stories and talk baseball with us so much. But Odyssey insider Brett Boone, calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. And I asked him about that 15-game winning streak, part of that incredible 2001 Mariners regular season. And it ended with a loss to the San Diego Padres, 6-3, with Bobby J. Jones outdueling the then undefeated Freddie Garcia, and Trevor Hoffman getting the save and getting Brett Boone. Now, I don't know if he struck him out or just got him out in the ninth inning, but I hope he didn't embarrass him with one of those changeups in that game when the Padres beat the Mariners. And then they have the 20-22. It's also the Padres who ended that one with an 11-9 win at Qualcomm Stadium at the time, when they ended that 20-22 streak by the Mariners with a win that day.
I love what he said about Hoffy. Just like that, please don't embarrass me, because that's the pitch that can, the slider to a righty and the changeup, I think, are the two pitches that really, if you're late on a fastball, you're late on a fastball. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, there was a heater, I missed it. But you don't look like an idiot when you ass out swing at a slider, or when you start your swing and you're already done and that ball hasn't gotten anywhere near home plate because Trevor Hoffman just broke a changeup. They really make you look like a fool.
I think we're more understanding now that people like Pitching Ninja exist.
Yes.
And you can see the like the pitch that looks exactly the same,
the
halfway,
tunneling and all
the
that.
Tunneling, yes. And going, okay, I totally understand why he'd swing at that, because he just saw a pitch that looked exactly the same.
Of course.
It was right in the wheelhouse that he took, and then he throws the next one, and it breaks 4 feet, and he's swinging, and he looks like a moron, but of course, looked exactly the same when the pitcher released the ball.
Yeah, yeah, that's incredible. Yeah. Hey, real quick, a few months back, we had a couple in studio, Kyle and his wife, and his wife has passed away. She was ill when they came in, and they brought us donuts, and they wanted to hang out, and they did, and they were incredible people. Kyle's wife has passed away in June, and this is their son Logan's 7th birthday today, and it's his first birthday without his mom. So, Logan, if you're listening, happy birthday, man. We are thinking about you and hope you have a great day. And, man, Kyle, our heart goes out to you. You guys are awesome, awesome people. And, just, I hate that you're going through this. And, I want to wish Logan, we all do, a really, really happy birthday. If there's anything we can do, to make his day better, please let us know.
It was so great to meet him. They had such a good attitude, the whole family, when
100%.
They came in. And that was, that's sad, but it sounds like, Logan has a really good dad, and hopefully they're going to be just okay.
Yeah.
And Tier 1s are thinking about you this morning.
Happy birthday, Logan. How do you transition from that?
I don't know. We just go to the Rondell Report open.
Yeah.
Paulie, thank you.
Paulie, take us
you
away.
Take, go
I got it, guys. Don't worry.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rondell Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rondell Report.
with Paul Reindel.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
I'd be very careful with whatever you're going to say here, Paulie, because you're our transition. So,
yeah, thanks for that, guys. No, I was already like starting to like choke up.
I know.
It was
me
very
too.
Sad, and yeah. And that you, yeah, they were so sweet when they were in studio.
Incredible,
Kyle. Thinking about you, Logan. Happy birthday.
This Reindel Report is for you, buddy.
Yes.
And Carrie was his wife's name.
Yes, Carrie. She was great. Okay. Moving on, we will, let's see, we'll start.
Still got- if Logan wants to come in tomorrow and do my spot on the round table, I'd be happy to offer that to him for his birthday. They're talking in the chat, can we get him some tickets to game? I don't have any extra tickets to game, but Logan,
Adam,
if you're listening, I'd like to give my spot to Logan for his birthday. Let him come in and chew it up, chew the fat with Ben and Hello and all those guys.
Well, I mean, don't leave Kyle out. If he wants to host and then
Kyle,
take my spot.
Yes.
I mean, I'm on staycation, so I'm going to be partly checked out anyway.
That's true. That's true. It's done for.
All right. Let's. We still got a little bit of Olympics fallout. Everybody's still thinking and talking about the Olympics. Now, we briefly talked about the closing ceremonies. They had the handoff from France to the United States. Tom Cruise, all the production that went into that.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a concert on the beach. You had the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You had Billie Eilish. I think they were in Venice or Santa Monica there on the beach. And you had Snoop Dogg because, of course, he was getting paid like $500,000 a day for his Olympics coverage.
I don't like the Olympics much, but if you want to stroke me $500K a day, I will be Lord Olympics. Welcome to the Olympics. It's your old pal Woodsy. Why the Olympics? Simply the best.
So Snoop got on stage, he performed a song, and then afterwards you heard Dr. Dre's music, and Dr. Dre came out, and he performed with Snoop. And so Dr. Dre was doing an interview, I believe this was yesterday, with Entertainment Tonight, and they asked him about the Olympics. And as an icon in Los Angeles, he's going to be heavily involved in 4 years, but he doesn't want to just be like a spokesperson, kind of like what Snoop was. He wants to compete in the Olympics.
Well, he's not an Olympian.
Breakdancing?
He's not an Olympian.
Asked him about that. He felt very bad for that Australian breakdancer.
She did it on purpose. She did it like to. Why are we feeling bad for someone that says I'm not actually a breakdancer? I'm just going to go out and breakdance. Why are we feeling bad for them?
Well, Dr. Dre is 59 years old right now. He'll be 63.
Okay,
it's tough to be an Olympian at 63.
Any guesses on what he would like to do?
I really have no idea.
All right, well, here's the audio.
I'm trying to try out for the Olympics in 2028. I'm really good
gonna
at
be breakdancing?
No.
What are you trying out for? What are you going to try out for?
Archery.
And you're being serious?
I'm dead ass serious. Yeah.
Okay. So where does this come from? Where did you pick up archery?
I actually started playing around with archery in junior high, right? I stopped for a while and my son bought me a setup. I don't know if it was for my birthday or Father's Day or something like that. So I have it set up in my backyard. And I heard that qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet, and I practice at 90.
Damn.
Yeah, wouldn't that be interesting to go, especially with it being here in L.A. and win a gold medal? So,
listen, I'm a little gullible, but I believe you. I believe that you're really
going
to try to do
this. Ride with me. Come on. I'll get it. I feel like I can do anything.
So he said he practices at a further range 90? Than what you need for qualifying for the Olympics. I saw a video that was posted. He literally, like, he just walked up, grabbed a bow, and just boom.
So he did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there was some confusion there because he said 70 feet and he practices at 90. The Olympic archery is 70 meters, which is 230 feet.
Okay, so he's about...
That's like three quarters of a football field that they're doing in archery.
Unless he meant 90 meters as well.
Maybe he did, but that's... 90. Where would you find a range to be shooting arrows 90 meters away?
That's a long way.
Like, you can't do that in the backyard.
Have you seen his
Dr.
backyard?
Dr. Dre probably has a pretty big backyard.
Dr. Dre is worth $400 million. I think if he he wants to find an archery.
It's like, where's he gonna, where's the guy with $400 million going to find 200 meters? There's no way. It doesn't make any
sense. In Los Angeles.
He may actually have it in his backyard.
That is funny as hell that he thought it was feet. Hey, I can do this.
He gets up there. He's like, whoa, why am I so far back here?
Shows up, you know, shows up in the local YMCA for qualifying. And he's like, why is it so far
away? I can't
even
see the target. So
you know
far
what?
Away.
Never mind. All right.
That would be the greatest thing of all time.
Now, this next story is interesting. I actually got in the car this morning, and the show that's on before us, CBS Sports Radio,
Maggie and Perloff,
they had New York Post columnist Ian O'Connor on their show.
Okay.
And I kind of jumped right into the middle of it, so I was kind of figuring out what's going on here. What are they talking about? Post columnist Ian O'Connor has a new book coming out on August 20th, next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And it is called Out of the Shadows, The Mystery of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
and
boy.
The story, he tells the story from all different angles, from Aaron Rodgers' friends, his parents, himself, and it focuses on, I mean, look, we've talked about Aaron Rodgers a lot. And, you know, I think like him or hate him, and I'm kind of in the latter there. It's been really hard to like him, I think, the last few years. He's an interesting cat.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a very interesting
very,
dude.
Very interesting guy.
And I think they talk about the ayahuasca stuff.
Yeah.
But they talk about his family life, which has been public fodder now for like 10 years.
Yeah, he's estranged from his family.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it focuses
which is not,
that.
By the way, it's not uncommon.
Talks about...
Not uncommon at all,
he
really.
Dated Olivia Munn from 2014 to 2017. It says here, depending on who you ask, their relationship was either the catalyst for Rodgers no longer speaking to his family or a facade used by the quarterback to hide the real reason for the fracture, or by his family to hide the real reason. And it says Olivia Munn allegedly called Aaron Rodgers' parents and told them, you can't see him anymore. Like, they were coming to a game and... Or they went to a game and he had a bad game and then they were coming to the next one and...
She said, not
she
a good
said,
idea.
No, he doesn't want you there. You're not allowed.
Ooh.
And they still went and they did not see Aaron Rodgers. And then it says that Ed Rodgers, his dad, he refutes this idea that Olivia Munn tried to help everybody... reconciling it back together. He said that's not even close to what happened. Olivia Munn's now with John Mulaney. She said that she was instrumental in mending the fences, and Ed Rodgers says, yeah, that's a lie.
There's no fences that have been mended, though.
Right.
It's very gossipy. I don't know, these books,
I mean, it makes it sound like Rodgers went out and had a bad game and blamed his parents for it and decided, you know what, I'm just never going to speak to my parents again. That should solve everything in my career. It's weird.
That's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
And honestly, I used to consider myself an Aaron Rodgers fan. You know, seemed like he had a thoughtful approach to the game. And I really wouldn't mind all the quirky stuff that he's done, but he's so dang condescending about it all. He makes everybody else feel like, oh, I must be a complete moron because I don't agree with Aaron Rodgers, right?
I did like the...
The way he talks about everything is just, he seems so smug and superior about it now.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I liked his, like, spiritual journey stuff. It was really interesting to me. And I think, you know, things like that can help, you know. And the cave thing was...
The darkness retreat?
Was fascinating to me.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Not for me, but, you know, there's definitely... something there, but then he treats it all like with the rest
you're
of us.
An idiot.
The rest of us are just, we haven't opened our eyes to the real world and what's going on. It's like, eh.
The funny thing about when he missed the mini camps, he's like, yeah, I mean, I wanted to play football, but I wanted to go to Egypt more. He is going to Egypt instead. I mean, there's something in there that I kind of respect. And but you do make a good point. He is just kind of jerkish about it.
Jeff says Rodgers has a PhD in mansplaining. Now, I do a lot of Ben-splaining.
You do, but you don't come off as...
I hope I don't come off as condescending arrogant as he does when he's doing it.
Not at all.
If you're an Olivia Munn fan, I would stay away from this book. It at least... from the author's point of view and whoever he talked to throughout the book, does not paint her in a good light.
Yeah.
Like sending Christmas presents that the parents sent Aaron and sending them back.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want these. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if I'll read it.
I don't think I will.
I don't think I will either. I don't care that much. No, to be honest,
I don't really read a ton of books anymore.
I read books, but I don't think I will.
I don't know if that's going to be one for me.
Then blow my hair back.
Let me ask you: does Coca-Cola blow your hair back?
Yeah.
Do Oreos?
One of my vices.
Blow your hair back.
Yeah. Another one of my vices.
What does an Oreo Coca-Cola collaboration do
not much,
for you?
Not much at all. I don't really like. I've never really liked chocolate soda.
I don't think you'd want to put the Oreos in the soda. So how do you get the soda into the Oreo? Maybe.
Well, it's like, coming from both sides there. So we have Coca-Cola teaming up with Nabisco for not just an Oreo flavored Coca-Cola drink, but also a Coca-Cola flavored Oreo cookie.
Now that I might try over the Oreo drink, right? With this, the icing maybe has a little Coke flavor.
Cookies and cream, essentially flavored beverage.
So they say the beverage is a refreshing Coca-Cola taste with flavorful hints inspired by Oreos. Hmm. And it won't be Diet Coke or Coca-Cola. It's actually going to be a Coke Zero.
Oreo. Somebody said
that. Oreo.
Choreo.
And then the cookie, the Coke flavored cookies, says has the Coca-Cola inspired taste that fans know and love. One side of each Oreo is red.
Okay.
And then the white cream has red edible glitter mixed in.
What?
These will all be rolled out.
The drink looks hideous.
Next month. They're selling a frozen version of the drink at 7-Eleven and McDonald's, like a slushy.
Slurpee.
And then they're calling it a besties promo, like Nabisco and Coca-Cola.
Oh, okay.
So the cola flavors,
I like Coca-Cola.
I like those gummy Coke bottle candies.
Disgusting. God, the wax ones?
Not the wax ones.
Oh,
no,
the gummies.
No.
Okay.
The actual gummies, like the Haribo gummies.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Cola bottle flavored. I like those ones.
Are you a Coke guy?
I used to be. I'm definitely Coke over Pepsi, but I've pretty much stopped drinking all sodas completely.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I've altered in my life.
I mean, if I had to choose Coke or Oreos, I'm taking Coke.
No, I go with Oreos.
I'm straight
across. I still have had Oreos since
I can live without Coke. I can live without Oreos for the rest of my life. I cannot live without Coke. It's one of my main vices. Not as many as I used to have, but the ones I have now. I mean, Coke, I feel like drinking a lot of Coke. I don't drink a lot, but a couple a week. I'm like, people are like, oh, it's bad for you. It's having like four cocktails. I'm like, yeah. Can't win. I tried Coke Zero. It's not bad.
I can't drink anything.
I like Diet Coke.
I like it better than Diet Coke.
I can't drink anything Diet. I instantly know if it's Diet and go,
I think Coke Zero is pretty decent.
I won't do Pepsi, though.
But I don't like when sodas do... So what's the acceptable alterations to your favorite soda?
Cherry Coke.
Phenomenal.
I like when you go to the... restaurants or fast food restaurants has the machine where you can do whatever you want, whatever your brain can figure out.
End of list. It's done.
Just cherry.
I don't like vanilla.
How about
Coke?
Vanilla Coke?
No, I don't like vanilla Coke.
Like a Diet Coke with vanilla.
Delicious, right?
Mm.
But when they started
to orange, raspberry,
Dr. Pepper does like strawberries and cream Dr. Pepper. I don't want that. I don't like a lot of fruit in my drinks except for cherry. I think we can all agree on this. Thank you. Thank you, Paulie. DD says, slow sports day. Yeah. Yeah. DG. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, very much. What does he want us to talk about? NFL preseason action?
Probably.
Shirley Temples are good, LSN.
What are the 49ers going to do with Brandon Ayuk?
I heard he's staying.
CeeDee Lamb ever going to show up?
So he's nuts.
We just talked about Aaron Rodgers for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we just talked about Aaron Rodgers.
Sports.
Exactly. And Dr. Dre. More Padres coming up.
One more game on this very short homestand.
I will be there.
And we got a giveaway. Journey Def Leppard tickets coming up as well after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As much as we talk Padres baseball, 4 hours every day, plus watching the games every night.
Plus a roundtable.
Plus the roundtable.
Yep.
Weekends. I mean, you know, our life is fairly Padres-centric, as I know a lot of the Tier 1's lives are. I'm always shocked of the things that I don't know about the San Diego Padres, and this just came into my feed during the break. And I certainly was not surprised by the number one player on the list, but it's a list of Major League Baseball players ranked by their OPS in high-leverage situations.
Saw this.
There's three Padres who have an over 900 OPS in high-leverage situations. Paulie, do you have any idea who's number one?
Say it one more time.
The highest, the best Padres, their best players in the league in high-leverage situations. So, you know, runners on, close and late. Who's doing well? It's pretty obvious.
Jurickson's
number one in the league.
By a mile.
Good God.
His 1,627 OPS is like 500 more than Cal Raleigh, who's number two. Ian Happ is number three. Number four is also a San Diego Padre.
Jackson Merrill.
Yeah, he's been in the news lately with a couple of high leverage home runs, big situations.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Hi, Jack.
1,089. You could have given me 10 guesses as to who's the third Padre on this list, and I would not have gotten it.
Kyle Higashioka.
That would make sense.
Bryce Johnson.
Not him.
Manny Machado.
No, not Manny.
Xander Bogaerts.
Not Xander.
Luis Arraez.
Not Luis Arraez.
Oh, Ha-Sung Kim.
Yeah, it's Ha-Sung Kim. He's got a 946 OPS in high-leverage situations this season.
Interesting.
That's
surprise, everybody, who seen more Ha-Sung Kim slander
we need the...
on social media among Padres fans this year than ever before.
It's look, okay, let's just have it. Let's have an honest conversation about it. There's a faction of Twitter in general, and this is not Padres exclusive. It's the Mariners, it's the Marlins, it's the Braves. It doesn't matter who it is. There's a faction of people that will horn in on someone and just roast them. Then that person starts doing well, and then people like me go, oh, how you feeling now? Right? And it's this big circle.
Yeah.
Okay? So then they move their sights to another player that may be scuffling. Jake Cronenworth has been one recently, and Ha-Sung Kim has been one for a while. you know, once you get past the trade deadline, it's a bit of a futile exercise because you have what you have, right? It's like my, it's like what we tell our kids. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. I use it 50 times a day, especially when I'm feeding them. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. This is the team we have. They made some improvements. Could they have done more? Maybe. That's for another day. This is the team we've got. They're playing really well. I don't really horn in on guys anymore. There's been a few over the 6 years we've been doing this together, Benny, that I've gone, you got to get that guy out of here. He cannot. He's not doing the job. He's never going to do the job. Some of them I've been right on. Some of them I've been wrong on. But Ha-Sung Kim and now Crony has kind of slid into that role of why is he hitting in the three hole? Why is he? Well, he had at one point last night, I was talking to our buddy Andy on Twitter, and he goes, you got to get Crony out of the three. I go, he just got a hit. Just now. Now he got picked off. He did get picked off. But I said, he's got 20% of the Padres' hits right now. It goes back to the enjoy the ride. Try to enjoy the ride as much as you can. I know these. The one thing I don't see from this team, and if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Does anybody look at a player and see a lack of effort from one? Can you name one player right now on the San Diego Padres that isn't giving it their no. all? I can't either. Could I have said that before? No. This is the team that I've seen bust their ass. Sometimes a little too much. Sometimes trying to do too much. But they're giving max effort every single day, and they're winning way more than they're losing. What else can we ask for? What else could we possibly ask for as fans of a team? More blowout wins? Sign me up. I'll pay for that right now. But they are giving you everything they got every single day, and that's pretty refreshing to see.
By the way, players behind Ha-Sung Kim in the high-leverage situation list this year, Freddie Freeman, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, all behind Ha-Sung Kim. You know who's been one of the absolute worst players in the clutch in baseball this year?
Who?
495 OPS.
Shohei.
Bryce Harper.
Oh, Harper.
Bryce.
Oh, I was told.
Harper has been one of the least clutch players in baseball this year.
I mean, listen.
You don't hear a lot about that, do you?
When October
that, and yeah, it's like you're still not pitching to him in a big moment.
Right.
In the playoffs. Like, yeah. Don't tell me, oh, well, the metrics say it. I get a little bit feel versus advanced numbers.
So remember early in the season when Manny was dying. I mean, he was slumping hard. The elbow was killing him. They were still intentionally walking him. They were still making moves. They were pulling their lefty starter out. You know, maybe in the fifth inning to get this 97-mile-an-hour throwing right-hander to get in to take Manny on. And he saw so many pitching changes early in the year that I went, they're still walking him. Who was it? I think it was Dave Roberts put him on once. There was a couple of instances where, like, you're putting him on, man? He's not hitting anything right now. But it's like Bryce Harper. You're not – why would you let them beat you if you didn't have to, you know? As bad as he's, you know, slumping or not clutch or whatever you want to say. No, man, I just – those numbers are nuts to me. And I'm you know, really what it boils down to is I'm just so happy for Jerks and Profar. What a monster season for him. And Jackson Merrill. I mean, those guys getting the job done. I heard Chris Ello say this yesterday. I mean, the contributions you've gotten from those guys are absolutely fantastic and way more than you expected. And it is so refreshing.
And the Juan Soto trade, in retrospect. Remember, Juan Soto was going to be a free agent at the end of this year.
Yeah.
He's had a great year. Had three more homers yesterday. But to have Jurickson Profar, Michael King, and Kyle Higashioka, and not to even mention Johnny Brito, Randy Vasquez, who've given the Padres some important innings, and Drew Thorpe, who helped you get Dylan Cease.
Yeah.
I don't know you can ever say you won the Juan Soto trade. You gave up Juan Soto. He's been incredible. But for what the Padres needed this year,
it worked.
It's been much better for the Padres to have all of those other pieces than just having Juan Soto, because they wouldn't have had a place for Jurickson Profar. And they wouldn't have had the pitching that they needed. They wouldn't have had Kyle Higashioka's incredible power surge here this summer. All these things that they've gotten from that Juan Soto trade are more valuable to the Padres this year than Juan Soto and his 30-plus home runs would have been. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah, no doubt.
So
no doubt.
Win, lose, whatever. It worked out. It's worked out well for the San Diego Padres.
So the funny thing is,
and then after this year, whatever you keep, you wouldn't have had Juan Soto after this year.
They're talking, so it was 45 plate appearances. Manny has 43. Batting average is only 200, but his slug is, No, it's OPS. Yeah, 200, 697, 83 weighted runs created. So below 100 average. So it had not been great in the clutch. Arise has been pretty good. Jake has been pretty good, 109 WRC plus. Nando in the limited time, 222 WRC plus. Solano, 150. I mean, these are pretty good numbers, man, for a lot of these guys.
I think Solano and Fernando and Peralta haven't had enough at-bats for this list.
Manny's two short. Arise is three short. Jake's five short. So, yeah, I mean, those guys have carried this team. It's been pretty cool to see.
All right, we've got some tickets to give away. We have tickets for Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park on August 30th. Be the fourth caller right now, 833-288-0973 to win your pair or get your own tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park on August 30th, 833-288-0973. We'll come back. Look at the final matchup of the series of the season against the Pittsburgh Pirates of the homestand. All wrapping up this afternoon, coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Tom on the concert tickets to Def Leppard and Journey at Petco Park. Assuming we'll have more tomorrow. Now, these are weekly sort of things. Paul, not sure. So
yes, we will.
We will have all more tomorrow. Long. All week long. So if you didn't win today, tune in tomorrow. Maybe we'll give them away at a different time tomorrow.
Maybe
keep you on your toes.
Do a bit where, like, I pour some sugar on you.
Oh, I get it. Because of the Def Leppard song title.
Yeah.
Well, that gets kind of messy and sticky.
A little bit.
Then I'd have to go to the bathroom and clean it all up.
Yeah.
You just went to the bathroom, didn't you? Just a couple minutes ago.
I dodged a bullet. I dodged a real bullet, you guys.
Might not be what you're thinking, but Woodsy will explain after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
I really liked your tease there. You just went to the bathroom, didn't you?
In a normal way. Like
number two.
No!
It's not unusual for either of us to use the restroom during the show. It actually is unusual for Pauly to ever use the restroom during the show.
I get spooked when I see him. And they're like, what are you doing in here?
Something different between being in your 30s and 40s, apparently, and being able
50s.
To hold it for 4 hours is just, yes, there's a difference there. So,
I did not poop. This is not poop talk,
No, it's
Tim.
Not. It's not knowing someone else is in the bathroom with you.
Correct. I dodged a huge, huge bullet. I guess it kind of is poop talk because I didn't see this person in the bathroom and he's walking by right now.
Going to the bathroom again? He was just
is he
in
all
there.
Right?
He was just
oh
in
my
there.
God, he was just in there. Hey, are you okay, Adam? No.
No.
Okay? Oh, he's just getting a towel, paper towel. Okay. So I told you guys when I was in Hawaii, we went down and had some Hawaiian barbecue and I was eating some ribs. And I guess I got a piece of bone in there, and I cracked my tooth. There's like part of my, I think it's crown, missing. So I need to get that fixed. I also had a cleaning scheduled for yesterday at 11 a.m. And it had been on the calendar for a while. So we were supposed to play golf with Adam Jones. So I canceled. I moved it. I moved it to Thursday tomorrow at 11 a.m. Completely forgetting.
That doesn't work.
Completely forgetting that we had the 97.3 The Fan Roundtable, brought to you by Roundtable Pizza.
How could you forget?
Commercial free. I've been out of the game for so long, Paulie. I was on vacation. We had
still
a,
on island time.
I was on island time.
We had a game last week, so there was no round
table. No round table.
So it's been a while since you've been at a round table.
So I just forgot that we had it. So I called and rescheduled my dentist appointment. So then I was sitting here and I just realized, oh my God. I just remembered we have a round table and I have a dentist appointment. So I had to call back. So I was going pee and then I also made the phone call, kill two birds with one stone.
Which is weird. You couldn't just wait until
no,
after.
No, because we had 2 minutes left. Yeah. I had to go number one and I had to do this thing before we got back on the air. You don't want me sitting here while we're on the air going, oh yeah. Well,
that's true too.
Right?
So and I certainly don't want you sitting here going number one.
So. Right, exactly. So that's your options. So I go in and I'm like, yep, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot. I have an extra hour of work tomorrow and it's at 11 and there's no way I can be down there by 11. Can we move it? And she said, no problem. How about noon? I said, great, no problem. So 12 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be at the dentist. What I didn't realize is that Big Boss Man, or Little Boss Man, as it were, was sitting in one of the stalls listening to my listening to my every word. Now, he heard me in there talking, and he came in. He goes, You know, I was kind of waiting for you to like trash me on the phone call. Whatever you were rescheduling, I was waiting for you to start pounding me about it. And I said, no, I would never. As I've said many, many times, I look forward to the roundtable. I'm excited about it. I haven't been on it in a while. And we played golf with a guy yesterday, Matt Janelle, who said, I love the roundtable. And he told me, he said, Woodsy, I think you do a great job on the roundtable. I said, well, that makes me happy, getting a little positive feedback. I said, yeah, and plus Tony Gwynn Jr. will be in. Always love when he's in because he hates you. So that's always fun to watch that dynamic. So I really did. Could you imagine me in there going, my idiot, stupid boss scheduled this thing. I don't want to do it. Just ripping him a new one as he's sitting
just
in there.
Snickering
in there like, you're dead. You're a dead man. So I did dodge a bullet there. The roundtable is happening tomorrow, 11 a.m. No, 10 a.m. right here.
2:11. And you do an excellent job on the roundtable.
Thank you. I have a good
as
time
does
doing
everyone.
Yeah, everybody it does. It's a lot of fun.
It's just a long morning.
Just a long morning, but it's very, very fun.
So we will be back with the roundtable tomorrow at 10 o'clock after 4 hours of Ben and Woods. Wrapping up, no game day tomorrow, but we do have a game this afternoon. 1:10 first pitch, 12:10 EcoWater SoCal pregame show with Sam Levin. You guys are heading down. While I say head to staycation, you guys are going to go down to the game. Check out things that are going on here before the Padres hit the road. Matchup today is Martin Perez making his third start with the San Diego Padres and facing his former team.
Yeah, buddy.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. So see how familiar they are with their ex-teammate. Padres will be going up against right-hander Mitch Keller. Had a pretty good season. He's 10-6 with a 3.56 ERA. Now, his last start, he got roughed up by the Dodgers.
I was watching that one.
7 runs, 7 hits, 4 innings.
Let's keep those vibes going.
That ended a streak, though, of 5 straight starts in which he allowed two runs or fewer.
Well,
he has been pitching fairly well recently, except for his last start.
Well, and listen, you know, we've said about this team before. This it's not. It's not super sustainable to wait till the 6th and 7th inning to score your runs, but you know they did score one early last night when they probably should have had maybe a couple more. But sometimes the other team makes great plays. Jiwon Bae made a really nice play on the Manny Machado sinking line drive or bloop, whatever it was, and held them to 1 run. But would love to see them get off to a good start today. Martin Perez, knock on wood, has been outstanding since he's been here. Would just like to see more of the same. Keep doing exactly what you're doing, and not a lineup that really scares you very much. Brian Reynolds continues to mash against the Padres, but if you can keep him in check and see what happens. You got lefty-lefty with Reynolds, lefty with Tellez. There's Jiwon Bae, like a bunch of lefties in the lineup. Do your work today, man, and let's get this guy some runs early.
And he needs to once again probably do what he did in the first 2 starts, and he 6 innings and 7 innings for Perez. And with a likely limited bullpen again today, after the whole discussion last night about using those high leverage relievers, would not be surprised if Tanner Scott is getting a blow, if Robert Suarez is getting a blow, that they can't go to those same guys every single day. Even though, Mike Schilt pushed back a little bit on the questioning. We played that audio somewhat, the awkward exchange in the postgame show, but Mike Schilt was right. He wanted to win that game, but now he'll figure out who's going. Now, hopefully Adrian Morejon, who's been out the last couple of games with the flu and unused, is he back? Is he ready to go? Can they use him? Jeremiah Estrada, will he be ready?
Sean Reynolds.
You're going to have to maybe rely on some other arms
Yuki's
today.
Ready. Yep, Yuki's ready to go.
That'll be easier if Martin Perez can go another 6 or 7 like he did in those previous 2 starts. Very efficient. It's just 80 and 90 pitches. Gave up 3 hits both times. He's been fantastic.
Really good competitor, man. Really loves, you can tell he loves to compete out there. He's always talking to himself after an inning. Like, I really like that pickup so far. It's the anti-Rich Hill from last year. Hopefully that continues today.
And that dates back, his last start with the Pirates was 6 innings, 4 hits, no runs as well. So a run of three straight really good starts for Martin Perez. And the Padres really need one today. And then that gets him to an off day. Travel day off day where they're going to fly to Colorado, but not until later in the day because Tony is going to be here. But that'll be a chance to reset the bullpen, and then you gear up because after tomorrow,
that place is not the recipe for resetting.
Not
the
really,
bullpen.
But the day off is
the day off is.
But then you've got 3 in Colorado starting 18 games in 18 days.
Could you pick a worse place? Better to start there or finish there? Start.
Good question.
I don't know the answer to
they're
it.
Both, there's maybe doubt, that's a question. There's drawbacks to both.
Maybe that's an answer, a question for the skipper on Friday. If you had to choose your schedule, would 18 and 18, you can finish, you can start in Colorado, or you can finish in Colorado. What are you choosing?
Now, no official announcement, but if the Padres stay on rotation, they'll have Waldron, Cease, and Musgrove over the weekend.
Okay.
Waldron, who pitched really well in Colorado earlier this season.
Didn't he have like a rough first inning and then knuckled down? I mean, he's done that a
That's
few
pretty
times.
Much describing how Waldron starts. Yeah. But yeah, he had a really, really strong start in Colorado. The knuckleball didn't mind that thin air at all, actually, in that start. So hopefully, you know, they won't have to go as deep, you know, as some teams do in their bullpen when they go to Coors Field. But that's then. This is now. Today, first, you want to finish strong against the Pirates. You already won 8 straight series. Haven't done that since 2007.
Crazy.
You're going for the sweep, the series sweep, the season series sweep, and you've never swept 2 season series against teams before. With 6 or more games, right? Was that franchise history?
Yeah,
if they do the
history.
Nationals and they do the Pirates again today, they'll have swept 2 season series here, all essentially right since the All-Star break.
Yep.
So, yeah, really, really good stuff. Trying to
gotta
keep it
rolling today, man.
But offense would be nice.
Offense would be
find some of that.
Would be really, really nice. They're grinding though. They are grinding. Got to tip my hat to them. Do like the grit squad, but would love to see the blowout squad today.
Other matchups to watch. Obviously, the Dodgers have won 5 in a row. They'll try to sweep the Milwaukee Brewers. That's a 5-10 start. Walker Buehler against Frankie Montas. Will the Arizona Diamondbacks lose one? They will host the Rockies. That's actually a 12:40 game in Arizona. Tanner Gordon against Jordan Montgomery. And then wildcard race, Atlanta and San Francisco wrap up their series. That's a night game, 6:45. Grant Holmes for the Braves. Robbie Ray, almost a must-win game, I would say, for San Francisco. They get swept in that series. That's the team they're trying to chase down. Atlanta's the one that they need to chase down to get a playoff spot. That's a pretty important game for Bob Melvin's Giants after losing the first 2 games of that series.
You know, the guys we played with yesterday asked us both, what did you guys think of Bob Melvin? And we said, we like Bob. We absolutely like Bob. Bob was always good to us. There is a pretty marked difference, though, in the way that this team plays for Schulte and the way that things went last year. I mean, don't forget, Bob Melvin got us to the NLCS. Like, that can't, you can't.
I guess you have to ask yourself, would this roster still be playing well if
Correct.
Bob Melvin was the manager?
It's a good point. It's a really good point. And the answer is, I have no idea.
You don't know?
But I do know that I will say this. As awkward as that exchange was last night, the Bob Melvin, like, mannerisms after a really close, tough game, not great. Right? Yeah, just kind of we had him do this, and I was like, oh man, you can see the difference. But the Giants, you know, again, we talked about it yesterday too. They're kind of a scary team. If they get on a roll, they are kind of a scary team, to be sure, because of the starting pitching that they have. Blake Snell has been locked in. Logan Webb's nasty. So we'll see how it all shakes out, but we need to get that dub today. Kiss the Roach. Did you kiss it today?
I have not. I'm about to do it before the end of the show. Got it here. Here's your kiss. Woods did it earlier.
I think I did it at the jump. I'll do it again. Give me one. Give me another taste of the rally roast. This guy is not letting us down.
I mean, it's pretty much. I mean, early on this 18-of-21 streak is where the Roach made his first appearance.
Yes, way early.
So we're not going to stop a good thing. Even
I believe it was Thursday, July 25th.
Okay.
All right. So not long after the All-Star break was over.
It only played like 3 or 4 games.
So yeah, maybe like 2 games into this streak of 18-of-21. When we first found the Roach.
Wherever that Roach is, I hope he's doing well.
He's dead.
No. All right.
We killed him, actually. This Roach, though, has been very
good. Shout out to his family.
Big family out there.
Shout out to his family.
Annie and Elston are coming up next. Don't miss their Padres deep dive at 11 o'clock, as always. For Pauly, for Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. From all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.